Hi, welcome to Extra Normal Podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything kooky in the world of conspiracy theories, aliens, and all them supernaturals. My name's Christopher. I am your host, and alongside me is my beautiful wife, Brianna Kaye. Brianna, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your show.
That's a fake voice if I've ever heard one. I haven't heard that politeness ever. So I guess first off, we should probably give some background. It's gonna unravel pretty quickly.
I have some really good background information that everybody's probably wondering about me. No, I am not a schizophrenic. Okay.
Well, they might change their feelings after
and this. I'm not currently taking any medication or under the influence anything.
But you have been able to alien con in 2019.
Completely
separate. But I have too, so I don't know what that says about me.
And it was such an amazing experience. I recommend everybody goes. It is so knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Even our 6-year-old daughter enjoyed it, and I was very.
I think she might have enjoyed the nachos more than anything else there.
She did fall asleep once too, but you know.
I almost did too. So to give you some context, I guess I was the impetus for this show, but
the impetus.
I'm the impotent impetus for this show. But I would say I am by far the skeptical. I'm sure you would agree with that, Brianna. You are definitely the believer. How many episodes of Ancient Aliens have you watched? I mean, it's been, what, 12 seasons? 18 seasons? 45?
I've probably watched all seasons of them, and I've watched them multiple times because I feel like there's so much information in each episode that...
So much shit they make up that it's hard to catch up.
That you honestly have to watch it more than once to really absorb the information. And every time I watch it, even if it's the exact same episode, I'm still fascinated nearly almost as much as I was the first time.
Was that your intro into like alien stuff? Like was this for your mind the breakthrough where you're like, oh my god?
No, definitely not. I mean, it's definitely opened my horizons so much more. But I think starting for me was probably when I was a child, probably our daughter's age, just making mud pies in the backyard, and while I was digging.
Sorry.
There was a red, just a solid red eyeball.
I've never heard this story, by the way.
Yes, you have.
I have never heard this story. God. Mud pies and
ask
red
my
eyes?
Mother.
Is
ask
it red?
Mother.
You saw red eyes?
One red eyeball. And it looked like a human eye, but it looked like almost like more like a snake eye, or when a cat's eye like goes into focus, like when it's just that one little strip. And as I kind of jumped back, it followed me. If I moved left to right, it was watching me. And I freaked out, and I just put the mud over it. And then I ran inside and told my mom, and she just said to pray. And so I remember going back out there.
Pray the gray away?
Being a curious child. Like, I remember just singing Jesus songs and had one of those old-fashioned rocking horses that were real squeaky, singing songs, and then, of course, being curious, I wanted to go and see if it was still there. And then when I, like, opened up where the mud was, I couldn't find it, and there was a significant part where I was digging. So I've always wondered, like, was that the devil? Like, what was that? And then now, flash forward, you know, watching Ancient Aliens and learning that a lot of Native Americans believed and their civilization starting from underground, did I see something? You know, do these civilizations still live underground? And do they really have like they said that their god looked like an ant or like a serpent. So now I'm curious, was that what I saw?
Where was this red eye? Was in the ground?
It was in Whittier. We can go, yeah. I could take you to the house where we used to live.
There's a lot of crazy shit you can find in Whittier, but... Wait, where was it? So you were digging in the ground, making mud pies, and you saw the eye inside of the mud, as
and,
it were?
And it wasn't even like, you know, it was 6 feet under. Literally just like a kid in the backyard digging in the dirt and not digging very deep. And it was there, like I could still see it. Like, it's just imprinted in my brain.
This podcast is already starting out with a little bit of a bang. Because at first, you said... I want to let everybody know that I'm not schizophrenic. Then you proceeded to tell us about seeing a red eye in the mud.
I don't care. I could tell you what I saw in the sky, too. And I had witnesses for that.
So how old were you when you saw the mud pie eye?
Like I said, moments ago, like our daughter's age.
I have trouble. Yeah, but that's not an age.
Half of what I'm saying most of the time.
What's that?
6 years old.
You were six-ish.
Yes.
You don't even have a date. These stories aren't lining up.
Ask my mom.
I'll ask your mother.
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah, my mother-in-law. Yeah. So you saw the red eye in the mud pie.
No, not in the mud pie.
Sorry. You cleared out the mud pie before you saw the red eye.
Dr. Seuss. Anybody, like, obviously you were not a normal kid, but I know people would be like, oh yeah, I used to make mud pies all the time.
Yeah, I used to.
So when you're making a mud pie and you don't, like, naturally have the, you know, put the water in to make it really muddy, because my mom didn't like it because it tracked mud in the house. So initially when you're digging, it's just dirt, so you got to go deep, a little bit deeper, and it's a little bit more moist. Moist. So you keep digging until it's more moist, and that's when
alienating fans. No. Half the female audience is already.
That's when I saw it when I was digging. So it was more of like at that point, kind of a flattish surface. It wasn't like I put the mud pie in my hand and saw the eyeball. Like, I dug.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I can't remember if I had, like, one of the little scoopers, like, when you're little. Like, this, like the one you play with in the sand box.
Yeah, sand castle stuff, yeah.
Or if I used my hands. I want to say I used my hands. So, but just the idea of touching that. It was.
So that was your first conceivable supernatural experience. Did that lead up to a bunch of other stuff? Was that kind of... Something that imprinted in it. You never really had a lot of experiences like that.
That was probably the most, like, intense, like, legit saw right before me. You know, I've never seen... I don't like to call ghosts, because I think that's disrespectful, because I also believe in those, too.
Spirits. Oh, no, we're going to get into all of it.
I've never seen a physical spirit. I've seen weird, like, maybe silhouettes. I remember... being a child, this is like flash forward a few years when we had moved to Chino, i.e. baby, Inland Empire.
100% the Inland Empire.
Still got that 909 area mm-hmm. code on my phone.
You still got that Sublime tattoo, too.
No. I don't. I wish I did. That would be pretty cool, because I love Sublime.
You and the rest of Chino.
So anyway, and the Godsmack tattoo. Don't forget about that.
That was a big one. That was a big one where I was, like, in my hood area too, was the Godsmack. It was just a big thing in general. It was awful, but I've something about North Orange County, I think even South Orange County, but something about OC and Inland Empire and that goddamn Godsmack thing and that Sublime thing. It was
so cool. Oh, and the nautical stars. Anyways, getting off subject. Stuff. Flash forward a few years forward, we moved to Chino. Housing was really cheap. Blah blah blah.
Sure.
We moved out there, and we were only the second people to live in that housing tract that was built. And I remember, like, I would, you know, be scared as a little kid and sneak in my mom's bed. And I just remember when remember we lived there for a while too. Those two, in the master bedroom, how those two doors open. I remember seeing, like, early in the morning, like, I would see, like, things kind of go by. Like, I remember seeing, like, almost like a guy, like, riding a bicycle, but very, like, shadowy, you know? And I just thought it was because I was, like,
when was this early morning groggy. Or yeah.
It was literally in day. Nothing weird happened at night. Nothing flying off the wall, voices or anything like that. It was just, I would see, I want to say they look like smoke. That's the best way to describe it. Like, silhouettes of smoke, and, you know, and I have a wild imagination, so maybe the smoke just, like, when I see clouds sometimes, it just looked maybe like a bike colliding. But so that's something that, you know, really isn't anything. So, but the big thing, which happened, you know, just a few years ago, living here in our La Habra house, me and two of our other guy friends, and you were there, but you weren't looking up. I'm always looking up. Whenever I get the opportunity, I'm always looking up at the stars. I'm always seeing what's going on. I'm always paranoid, excited to possibly see the opportunity of seeing, you know, a alien spaceship.
You're very determined on that. Is that so? That's so. I'm trying to get into the origin. So was that in terms of your, what you believe is real life? Because I mean, this podcast is primarily gonna. I mean, logically, we're gonna go into everything. Yeah. You know, all your Illuminati bullshit and all that other fun stuff. But I mean, I think the bulk of this podcast is probably going to be focused on aliens. Okay. Was that experience that you just referenced, was that, and we can get into that, but was that, so you haven't had like a, until fairly recently, you haven't had it's an alien. It's all in
your perspective if you look at it, because like maybe as a child, because you know, they always say childs hear voices, childs see what adults don't see. So, I mean, in a perspective, when you're thinking about when I was laying in my mom's bed, just looking out the door and seeing these smoke figures, what if I was looking in another dimension? Like, you know, there's so many possibilities. Maybe it was just a spirit. Maybe what we think as our spirits of our past, you know, ancestors. What if it's we think that, but it could be just another dimension that we're tapping into.
I mean, that's a possibility. I think in this world, I think the thing that intrigues me about a lot of conspiracy talk is not my belief in it, that it's a thing that actually happens, but the kind of imagination that sprouts out from a lot of these shows and these personalities, these kind of open forums where, you know, anything. What if it's this? What if it's that? I like the imagination of it. So that's kind of where it sprouts out from. I think that for me, maybe my only experience possibly was, and you probably would say this is an actual alien encounter, but I used to, and I had a lot of sleep. I still do have a lot of sleep paralysis.
You had a couple last night. Last couple nights, really bad. A few of them.
Yeah, no, I constantly think that there's someone constantly at the doorstep,
trying to kill you.
Yeah, I see the Grim Reaper a lot, so that's a good,
you know. Like literally,
the Grim Reaper. I was the one who,
like, what we think the Grim Reaper should look like.
So in when I see him, especially, so to give you some context of our house, listeners. So we're in a bedroom, and there's kind of a spare bedroom that we have across the way. It's kind of just a housing for all of our random stuff and clothes and the sort. A lot of times, because you could see the doorway into that bedroom, if there's any light within that bedroom, like, you know, you could see anything, that's where I'll see a, kind of a black cloaked figure who's kind of looming over. And he feels, to me, and it's probably a nature of the sleep paralysis, he feels like the Grim Reaper. He feels like
he's coming to take you away.
Well, it's a weird, it's almost, this is one of those things that I always have this paranoia that for people, and this is going to get kind of sad, but I think a lot of times for people I don't say that I care about and I love and stuff like that, I feel like the time I say I love you is the time that one of us is going to pass away, which is a really weird thought. So I feel like it's sort of that type of thing, too, where the first time, like, if I stop seeing the Grim Reaper, that means he's behind me and he's not in front of me. And that's the true fear, is that once I stop seeing the Grim Reaper, that means he's behind me.
That's deep. And that's probably...
That's deep. It's fucking scary.
No, but what's crazy to that is that what, you know, people listening also don't know about you. Every time we go to a restaurant, he'll literally, this has been going on since we first were dating, like, he'll make me get up so his back is not towards the door. He has to be against a solid wall.
I think that's a thing, though, with guys. That's a thing. I think that's a thing with men. And I think...
But this also, I think, kind of ties into what you're just talking about.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Men have this thing where they watch too many fucking mob movies and too many fucking shoot-ups. Where like, if I have no matter you know me, I
you and your Western movies.
I shuffle paper for a living. There's nobody coming after me. There's nobody coming in guns blazing at the door. But I think a lot of men who watch like these mob movies and these fucking cowboy movies, they think, oh, if I have my back against the wall, I could see the man coming in who's coming in to shoot me. Stupid. Because most men, you know, don't have people coming after them. So that's where that whole thing comes from. But I would say, getting back to what might have been, and I don't believe this is, and I know you're going to try to convince me that this was an actual alien experience. But I would say that probably the first encounter, possible encounter, where you could argue that it was an alien encounter, is I saw... When I was young, I want to say, I don't know, let's throw a number out there, 8. It was young. I was in my bedroom, and I saw what you would typically, you peeps, we'll call them you peeps, right? You know, friends of aliens. I saw, I think it was like 2 or 3 grays, as they would call it, walking across the window. And it was kind of the creepy thing that I remember.
And you have this, a one-story, that was that.
This is a one-story house.
One-story house.
Yeah, it was an old family house, like old standard family house.
Yeah.
Nothing massive or anything like
Did
that.
Did they look in? Did they look at you?
The creepy thing for me, and I think this goes back to sleep paralysis, and I think your job is to convince me that it was actual aliens, and I don't think you ever will, but that would be fun if you do.
You can see how big my eyes are right now, because I've
excited.
I have
you
never
think
heard
this
story, because you... do not want to believe in the truth. You don't want to see it. Let me tell you, everybody, this is the reason why, and all you believers out there are going to be like, yeah, we totally get it. It's because he's scared.
I'm scared.
He fears the unknown. Anyways, go.
No, I don't.
Texting on your phone.
I don't.
Go.
What I saw was... when I was sleeping, and I lost my train of thought, thank you for that. What I saw when I was sleeping, and this is, again, like a lot of these, like from what I found, and sorry to burst the fun bubble, but from what I, like a lot of times I hear like these alien stories, these alien, it's always like, oh, I was asleep. Oh, I was half awake. Like, yeah, you're going to see some shit when you're half awake. It's going to be fucked up shit.
Those aren't really the stories I've heard, but okay, maybe
I've heard a lot
the
of that.
Two, maybe the one
for the
episode
ones,
of Ancient Aliens
for the half
you actually watched
for half of the Ancient Aliens asleep. Episodes that I've stayed awake for. Anyways, so I was sleeping, right? So I was just, I think at that point, because I have brothers, and I think at that point I was in my room by myself. I think at that point I was. I wasn't like, it was on bunk bed status, so I couldn't be like, hey, Jeremy, like, who's my brother? Did you see that? Like, you know, and I didn't have any confirmation. Like, it wasn't like, oh, both of us saw the same thing, so that would confirm you, probably what you're believing. But, so, when I was sleeping...
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
After we're done with this podcast, I'm totally going to call him and be like, hey, did you see aliens when you were a kid?
Yeah, I don't know if he might have. I mean, maybe.
Anyways,
maybe
okay. Finish the story. Everybody's probably like, shut up.
Maybe Buena Park is a hotbed for aliens. It's just, it's definitely a hotbed for crack pipes. But, so I was sleeping, right? Just sound asleep as I would do as a kid, as we all do, as we're kids. Like, we all sleep, right? That's a stupid comment. I kind of woke up and I was like, what's going on? And I saw 3 aliens, gray aliens, walking past my window. Like, and I had like the blinds or whatever. The blinds were slightly open or whatever. But I saw 3 aliens. And the weird thing is that it's something out of, it feel like a movie. And that's why I believe it was probably sleep paralysis, because it was a little too like cinematic for it to like really be a thing. Like, one of the aliens like looked over like slightly like did a, hey, kind of thing, and then and then look back straight ahead.
Like,
and
walk. Or just eyes? Did he move his head like?
I mean, he wasn't like, "Hey, buddy. Hey, what's up? Hey, hey." No,
but just kind of like, I see you. See
but me. All these people, like, that's the thing too, is that like, he wasn't like, through his mind powers, he wasn't like, "Hey, how's it going, guy? Like, what's up, little boy?"
What was the feeling that you that he gave you when you? Because that's what sometimes they say. Yeah, they speak in your mind, but I feel like it's just more of a state of feeling and understanding instead of using words and talking in your head. So how did he make you feel? How did you...
It's sounding a little shrinky. How did it make you feel when the alien
when he looked
went inside?
Was it kind of like a comforting? Don't be alarmed?
No, it didn't feel... I mean, it was like... It felt to me like it felt creepy, like super creepy. I don't know. It felt... And I'd like, the thing is too, like... Maybe this is a function of, like, for anybody out there who has sleep paralysis, you know that, like, there's a lot of paralysis in sleep paralysis. Like, I didn't get up as a kid and be like, "Hey, let me go check out what's going on." I was a wuss, too. Like, even if I were wide awake, I'd be like, "Let's go fucking somewhere else right now. Let's get in the car, get out of here. I'm not going to go say hi." That's not my... If aliens were to come down tonight... I'm like, knock on my door, like, and say, "Hey, what's up, buddy? Can we come in?" I'm like, calling the cops.
Or come up.
Come, well, yeah, they'd probably want to beam me up, give me a free probe. But
oh, no, I just meant, like, underground, too.
Of course you did. Of course. why did I not think of that?
Sure,
of course.
You said they come down.
Of course they could be coming from the center of the earth.
From all angles.
Of course. That's not a thing, right?
Anyways,
that
yes.
There's no underground
okay, just
people.
Finish and we'll get into the alien.
We don't have time
people.
To get into all the kooky theories.
Okay,
we have
well,
to sparse
I
this out.
I want
to
know how the alien made you feel, because that to me is like
he made me feel fucking freaked out.
Like
I don't
but
believe.
I feel like the grays aren't. I don't feel. I mean, I've never experienced one, so like you did, but
I know one. Yeah, I
so
had
I
a connection
feel
with.
Like, I feel like. Those ones, from what I've heard and the research that I've done, they call themselves the Guardians.
No, which, they who said they call themselves
like,
the Guardians?
It's a biblical thing.
Who said that, though? Your boy Giorgio?
Probably.
And if you guys don't know...
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Do you think there's
I'm trying to remember where I had either read it or watched it, but I definitely... I don't know. I'm open.
Do you think there's anybody who's listening to this who hasn't watched Ancient Aliens? Like someone who is it like is ancient? What I guess what I'm trying to ask is Ancient Aliens. Is it like is that like your fucking is that Aliens 101 for a lot of people who believe in this stuff? Do you think? Like not for the old school guys because
no,
the old school guys
I mean,
are like.
I started watching it just I like history. I like the History Channel. I didn't when I was a kid.
Isn't that?
But now that I have the choice, like too, I'm like, "Hey, this looks interesting." I remember putting it on, and not only this shows. This is the reason why. Like they should just hire me to be a part of their show because this is the reason why I like Ancient Aliens.
Oh, they should hire
one,
me.
Like I love Ancient Egypt. I love learning about the Native Americans, and their cultures, and so. I've learned so much about these cultures and like I'm so hungry for that knowledge. So I'm getting all the goods. I'm getting extraterrestrial goods. I'm getting friggin' learning about, you know, like everybody in Egypt and, you know, and then like the native cultures and like the ant gods and the snake gods. I never knew that they believed not all the natives, you know, I don't want to speak for all of them and offend anybody, but there are a few that do believe that they came from underground, and I think it's an interesting concept. I mean,
it's interesting, but don't you think it's fucking bizarre that?
No,
I get. Of course you don't, but don't you think it's bizarre that you won't let me finish a sentence? Isn't that strange?
Sorry, I get excited.
Yeah. Don't you think it's a little bit bizarre that it's on? I find it strange, like because I like to me almost like Ancient Aliens. There's a certain level of fun in it for me, too. But for to be on... Don't you think it's weird that it's on the History Channel? Like, it's like this weird alt-history thing. Like, it's always struck me, like, even if we were on, like, A&E or the Sci-Fi Channel or something like that, it would make more sense. But it seems like It seems bizarre that it's on the History Channel.
A&E?
I don't know. Some other channel that people...
Are you serious?
Yeah. The A&E's arts...
A&E's like...
You know what... you know why? You know what A&E stands for? Arts and Entertainment. That's about it for Ancient Aliens.
I feel like, but on A&E, they play like those... Is it A&E? They play those like stupid family video or movies?
You talking about America's Funniest Home Videos?
No.
That's not...
Anyways. No. I think it's perfect where it's at.
Yeah, of course you do.
You have these archaeologists that, you know, they start reading hieroglyphs right in front of you. And it's like whether you're watching it because you believe in that stuff or not, you're like, oh, it's really cool like that they can translate like these Roman texts.
Oh, sure. Like there, I think there's... people who went to, like, credited academia and stuff like that who have alternate theory. I'm not necessarily... I'm not trying to, like, completely trash them trying to come up with new concepts. Because everybody is essentially shunned when they come up with something new. Seeing the evidence so far is flimsy. I mean, I would hope that it comes out with more. But, you know, I'm okay with that.
I mean, I feel like... like, I'm so open to that stuff. Like, even though me being a Christian, which a lot of people on Ancient Aliens actually are also, I find, you know, like, there's things that biblically in the Bible, and it says that we're not supposed to question things, and we're not, there's a lot of things that we're not supposed to know. It's just not the right time. And so, like, tying in that and then, you know, with the extraterrestrials, it's like, well, then yes, they're definitely, we're allowed to be curious about stuff because everything in the Bible, there's not 100% answers. There's a lot of answers and there's, you know, so much knowledge, but there's still stuff that we're just not supposed to know yet. And I think some of the people's experiences that they've had with the extraterrestrials kind of keep them at bay also because, you know, we either one haven't evolved yet, like our minds aren't ready, we're not prepared. And so, you know, and people that have had these experiences say that too. You know, they say that when they've met extraterrestrials, they've almost told them to turn around, like don't, like you shouldn't be here. You're not ready yet.
But what would you say that, so if say, you know, I'm taking a leap right here, that aliens, because I do believe that aliens exist somewhere. I mean, the number of...
You just don't think they're here.
The number of stars there are in our universe. Well, you an alien? You're going
to... Say it. You don't believe that they're here.
Let's talk about the degree. So I believe that the fact that there is so many stars, I would say billions. Let's say billions. This is a completely uninformed podcast, so let's say billions of stars. Who cares? If you all want to call us out on it, that's fine. I don't care. There's a lot of stars. The chance of there being life, some form of life, on next to one of those stars, and kind of like what they, you know, scientists call the Goldilocks planet, which, in case you guys don't know out there, Goldilocks is basically, and I'm sure that most of you know that Goldilocks is scientists have taken the distance we're at from our star, the sun as it were, and measured it, like, compared to other suns where its planets are in around the same area. So I'm sure in some of those Goldilocks planets there's definitely aliens, there's some kind of life form. If it's, even if it's amoeba, it counts. Like, an amoeba counts as an alien, even if they haven't come and you know, killed a couple cows. Like, they still count. I 100% believe that to be the case.
I think it just goes to show, like, when, you know, we've actually ventured off in, you know, our own, you know, spacecrafts and come back, they would find debris on, like, the windshield or on part of, you know, got stuck in part of the ship. And, you know, they were able to check it, the scientists, and there was living organisms there. And now those organisms are here. So, I mean, that goes to show, like,
when we have meteor showers,
when things...
Where are those living organisms? Like, where are those being studied?
Well, that was actually on an episode of Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, but they're kind of...
No, they might have showed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is something I will sloppily research in our second episode. Whether that... Why would they lie about them?
Put it on TV. Like, it can get a big
trouble. Oh, God. Why would they lie about them? You know how much lies are on TV?
But... I feel like there's a lot of fake news in that, but this is like Ancient Aliens. It's been on forever. Like, so it's no. I don't see. And like, that's just scientifically, you know, think about it. When organisms like fall from like a meteor and like,
oh, I don't doubt. I don't think that it would be like far out of the stretch to, I mean, the problem is that in terms of how far we've gone, they've only gone to the moon and they still haven't found any, like, acknowledged living sources on the moon, right? Is source living sources, is that a thing? That's not a thing.
I just want to ask you about the moon.
The problem is here is we're two, this podcast involves two non-scientists blabbering about how they feel about science.
How many scientists were wrong, and they're still like every day they're making mistakes.
Yeah, but we don't know anything. We don't know our facts.
Well,
this is a bunch. We're too uninformed beyond my cynicism and your Ancient Alien episodes. We're too uninformed people claiming authority over information. So this is going to be great. And I want you to know that. This might be a brave new world for you, but we're probably going to get a lot of, well, this is the way it is. You know, once we start posting stuff and getting on that social media. Good.
Give us information, please. Mm. And call my husband back out and tell him that he's wrong.
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. I'm very interested to see who...
No, and I'm going to get the Christians that are like, you shouldn't be believing that. And like, my mom's one of them. And I think it's, again, my mom, it's the fear. And again, there's stuff in the Bible we're not supposed to know, you know, what all of it's supposed to mean yet. And, you know, and I know so many people that have read the Bible from start to finish. And every time they read it over and over, something comes out to them. And then all of a sudden, it's like they've evolved. They're at the right age. It's the right time for them to understand it. And I think that that's kind of like us with, you know, extraterrestrials.
MUFON. It sounds so fancy, but it's basically Mutual UFO Network. So essentially it's this network where people, if you think you've seen something, it's
$40 for a membership.
Yeah, don't sign up. It's not worth it.
And you get updates.
You get updates. You get e-letters. So, guys, go ahead and fork out your $40 now.
The organization is amazing. It's for people like me and him that he doesn't want to admit that what you've seen.
Listen.
But if you've had UFO experiences, you contact them.
I've had a UFO experience.
And they take notes. They write everything down. The more information that we give and they receive, that's how we have our proof and our evidence to make non-believers like this asshole sitting next to me that I'm married to. So people will be like, wow. Like, so if you have videos, if you have any footage, you know,
but
document
none of it's
it
been
down
clear.
And you send it to them. See, there he goes again.
Here we go again. Experiencing
the aliens, that's not clear.
No.
And that's probably why they appeared to him, because they always appear to the skeptic.
Uh-huh. I was a real Doubting Thomas, and I'm still a Doubting Thomas. It's like, this is like as if like Doubting Thomas. What was Doubting Thomas? He was a guy who didn't, it's a Jesus thing. He was like, Jesus is not a guy. And Jesus is like, hey, I'm a guy, right?
Well, it was more like he felt, it's like a Christian, like losing their faith. Like he felt that, oh, I don't know if this is the Son of God. Like, I'm having my doubts, but he didn't really publicly speak about it. But Jesus, because, you know, he is the Son of God, he knew it, he felt it. You know, if you want to think he is like an extraterrestrial, because I think obviously God is too, like, they're not from this world, they brought us here. And so, you know, Jesus was able, you know, to tap into, you know, his mind and, you know, let him know that do not doubt me.
So, wait, the gist of it is that, so this guy doubting Thomas is like, hey, this Jesus guy, he's just a guy, and Thomas, and then Jesus is like, hey. What, how did he convince him that he's not just a guy? Did he, like, was it telepathy? Was he, like, to Thomas, was he like, hey.
Better believe now.
Is like, that what he was? No, it was? No. How did he convince Thomas that, hey.
I think the more that he spent, honestly, it's
So it was like a lead by example thing?
Hardcore, like, Bible. I've heard the story, read it 1,000 times, but I'm not, like,
okay,
verbatim.
So,
I'm not going to be able to tell you verbatim, like, how it went. But basically, it was his actions. But even, I mean, think about all, like...
So you could, basically, I'm... Your thoughts on me is that I'm, like, to you, I'm, like...
Yes.
I'm still doubting Thomas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, Thomas still,
like,
doubts.
It's like, think about...
Well, listen, yeah. It's just like, I didn't, like, there wasn't...
Doubting Thomas saw, like, him bring, maybe brought somebody back from the dead, or made the blind man
see.
Hey,
if the aliens brought people back from the dead in front of me, I would be like, hey, you guys are aliens, 100%. Or if I would have saw them, like, kill some cows,
but
or
maybe, I'm saying,
make a crop, make
maybe
a little...
Maybe Doubting Thomas thought he was, maybe he was a little bit scared.
Well,
you know, like, maybe he thought, oh, this guy can do that. Like, how do we know that he's the Messiah? How do we know he's good?
Well, this, like, well, that's the thing that also gets me, too, is this whole subtle, like, convincing thing. Like, it's almost like aliens are a Santa Claus thing. Like, people get signs and they should read into signs. Like, I would have been more convinced, like, if the aliens were really these three guys, these, like...
How do you know they were guys? I thought...
Ted, Brad, and Sandy, the aliens, came by my house, swing by my window, were like, hey... And then walked away. Why didn't they, like, make a big old crop circle that said, like, hey, Chris, we're real. Hey, buddy, come on. Like, why was it so subtle? Like, do you think... Well, okay. As a believer... Now, this is fascinating. As a believer, what the fuck were they doing in my backyard?
They were searching.
For what?
They were probably looking...
My dog?
For a specific bloodline. Maybe there was something...
But they couldn't scan the house?
Think about it. We live on, this is all Native American land. Who knows? Maybe deep beneath, there's something they were looking for.
Like what? What were they looking?
Some kind of relic.
I grew up, like, in Buena Park. Were they looking for the way to Knott's Berry Farm?
Because if you believe in, like, how they clone and, you know, do all kinds of stuff, they could have been looking, you know.
So, but that, and under that theory, like, and they, like, for me, like, for my personal experience, like, I'm not gonna dismiss everybody's, like, sightings, experiences, and everything. But for me, for my own personal possible experience or whatever, my possible, like, encounter, why were they just wandering from house to house?
They weren't.
But what were they doing in my goddamn backyard? What were they doing in my backyard? Wandering around.
I just told you. They were looking for something.
Are they just perverts? Are aliens perverts? Do you think any aliens are, like... Do you think there's any aliens?
There was a really good Ancient Alien episode where the guy woke up and there was a hybrid having sex with him.
Okay.
And the coolest thing about that episode is that supposedly, like...
That wasn't the coolest thing?
No, she had her friend in the corner watching.
Okay, whoa.
That was also...
Hold on.
A hybrid.
Hold on.
They looked female, but they looked like the girls of Orange County, you know, with the plastic surgery, with the fake cheeks and the
chins. This is not. They published, they put this on the episode.
It's a really good episode.
Oh, yeah, now it sounds amazing.
She left the hair behind. So the one that was on, that was like on top of him having sex, all she did was he woke up and like scared and all she did was look at him and point up.
Hold on.
Like she held her stomach. Look. She held her stomach.
Well, we're on a podcast, so you got to explain. You can't say look.
Because you're just, like, freaking out over there. And then she, like, she held her stomach and then pointed up. Like basically, like, I need your specimen.
Hold on. We need to back up on this. We need to rewind this.
Okay.
So, who was in this made-up story on Ancient Aliens?
He looked like a really nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he looked like a sweetheart. 100. We're labeling this. So I think we need to start making labels, and one of the labels needs to be 100 stamp 100% fake. In this 100% fake story that this dope made up for Ancient Aliens, mm-hmm. he said what? He was laying. This was a dude.
He was sleeping.
Okay. Kind of like me.
And he woke up to a woman on top of him having sex with him, and she looked like a hybrid. Like, she looked half like a gray and half like human.
Okay.
So she had like the big eyes, high cheekbones, uh-huh. the long chin, but she still looked kind of human. And she had, I think he said she had long red hair. And then the one in the corner, he said same thing, but she looked Asian. She had like black hair. She was just like, I don't know if she was just there to make sure everything went okay.
No, she was a peeper. She was a goddamn alien peeper. She, how do you not?
And then all of a sudden, like when he had woken up, she touched her stomach, looked up, and then they were gone. But she left a piece of hair behind, and he took that specimen. And then what they found on Ancient Aliens, this is the greatest part.
No.
So I'm telling you. Yes.
No,
I'm
no,
hitting him. Sorry, you're
no,
hearing me hit him.
No.
Listen.
No.
That they took the hair, and guess what? They, because they can, you know, do a DNA test.
Uh-huh. They took it to some kooky scientist. No, yeah.
It traced back, like, thousands of years ago.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so whoever
okay.
she was related to, it probably was, you know, from no. ancient times.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
No. No. There's not a dude woke up.
I hate him, everybody.
Bug Eyes was getting down, oh getting God. Down dirty.
Oh, no.
There was an alien peeper. There's an alien peeper in the corner, a little cuckold in the corner.
She sounded cute, too.
She sounded cute. Yeah, real adorable. So, the way, I think maybe one of the analyses that I have from this episode is there, do you think there's pervert aliens?
No.
Like some aliens who are like, no, there has to be. Because if they're a species, do you think some aliens are like, are like, you know, they're doing their probes, right? And some of them are like, well, this is, it's a job, it's a living. And some of them are like, hey, I'm getting paid, but I'm getting paid to do what I love.
No,
like is
because what from my knowledge, sorry,
from your knowledge,
from
how many interviews with aliens have you done?
From my understanding,
mm-hmm.
like when you think of like gray aliens,
yeah,
let's just pretend that they were hybrids of them, like
yeah,
half human and half gray.
Sure.
They don't really have a sex. Now, if they're hybrids, they do. But I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to make the hybrids look like us so they can blend in easier. So I think they're still in the process of, like, messing with our DNA to try to make them look completely human.
But
I mean, I do believe there are shapeshifters
but,
already.
So you're saying they're like that aliens are basically asexual?
Well, I mean, when you think of a gray, right? Like, most of them
barely ever think of a gray.
Well, the ones that you saw were naked, right? They were not wearing clothes, or were they wearing spacesuits?
They weren't wearing spacesuits.
Well, then what were
that
they
is
wearing?
Amusing in my head to see them wearing spacesuits. Little cute little spacesuits. Little,
to me, I think of Mars Attacks.
Oh, with the nice collars, little pop-out collars. Oh, that would have been nice. That would have... See, I was terrified as a little kid. And again, I think analysis on the left
what
side of the chair
wearing?
Is that they were... excuse me, what are you wearing, Mr. Alien? They were wearing. I didn't see anything up top. They could have been wearing board shorts underneath their thongs.
You just saw
or,
the same color, the gray, and their chest.
Yeah, they were gray. Yeah, they matched.
Yeah.
They didn't have
and
like
see,
a farmer's tan. If that's what you're asking.
Most people that have seen grays, it's not like they draw pictures after they've seen them with bosoms. They all have the same body type. So.
Yeah, but don't you? There's got to be. So if they're aliens, how are aliens? I guess my question is, how are aliens procreating? Are they just like cloning at that point? So you're saying you're basically
the
saying they're not getting
on
down.
Aliens, getting
of course,
ancient
one
aliens.
Of the
this one.
This
is
really
going to
be a popular
cool.
segment.
This is,
one
no,
of the episodes
but,
of Ancient Aliens.
No, this was really fucking cool.
Oh,
so
how many
so
times?
It was a little girl actually that she had an encounter, and then I think they took her back again.
I'm sorry.
And I think she realized that. it was her bloodline. And so there's something in her blood. They look for specific bloodlines. And so almost everybody in their family will have an abduction story. So she was one of them. And so, but she said when she was abducted, it was the Greys that had taken her up. And she met the queen. And she said the queen looked like a praying mantis. So there you go. It's like the bees. You know, it's like the same.
So there's there's one lady who's like, everybody, like all y'all Greys, get down with this bad bitch, right?
They don't even do that thing. We don't even have to have sex anymore. All we need, you know, if women ruled the world, we would probably just use men.
Ladies.
We would just eject semen from their dicks and get an egg and voila. Like, we wouldn't even have to, like, so who says that they're not doing that?
So what you're saying, that, are you saying, like okay, I'm trying to get...
They don't have sex.
Yeah, they don't have sex, but now the way you're insinuating, is there like a, for male aliens, is there like a pumping station? Where you're like, hey, gotta get that tube out. Like, it's time. Queen bee alien.
I think they already have enough. I think that
you're saying they have the largest sperm bank in the galaxy. Like, these aliens, like, they just have a spank bank that's just like...
A spank bank. Oh my
God. Just a giant alien-sized spank bank where they're like, we got it. We got enough.
You're even making the cat
We're good.
Bitch over there.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. Spoiler, we have a cat. Fresh cat. I'm trying to hone down, because this is fascinating. We're honing in on this. I am fascinated by pervert aliens, or as you contend, which I don't believe. Now, all of a sudden, I'm advocating for aliens. I think there's pervert aliens.
You're just saying that.
No, I do. If there's aliens,
shit right now.
If there's aliens, there's got to be some preverts, right? Some fiddlers. There's got to be some fiddlers in the mix. Okay. Example A of fiddlers in the mix of aliens, of your pervert aliens, is alien probes. Why they got to do that? Like, out of all their technology, why has it got to be that way? Some pervert alien was the first to think. He was like, hey guys, I know how we could do this. Let's take a nice hot rod, jam it up a human's ass.
It's hot?
Oh, I assume. Is it cold? Medical grade? You've
had an experience before.
Well, no, not that I can remember. You think, I was young, so it might be inappropriate to talk about that, but... No, I've never had a probing experience.
Yet.
I think if I were abducted by aliens and they were like, hey, we got to probe you, I'd be like, well, I kind of have to for the story. Like, that's part of it,
Some
right?
of the people that actually have been probed and talk about it, like, it's like the worst six. It's like basically...
Okay, then never mind. Yeah. I'm going to pass
on
the probe.
It's horrible. No, it's like you really feel... It's like... Basically, you feel like getting, like, they're raped, they're tortured, they're chained down, they can't do anything about it.
Aliens aren't using chains.
Well, they're...
Laser chains, right?
I thought
right?
you said they're as perverts, so they're getting kinky with the chains.
Well, they might get kinky. They might be ball gags and chains up in the space station.
Well, they could use their force.
Talk anyway. Dirty to me through my mind. Yeah. There's got it. There has to be. Absolutely has. Unless they're asexual, like... Aliens are like, we're done with this whole thing. We're just cloning.
I kind of feel like that's my opinion. The Greys, at least.
Okay, the Greys.
Yeah.
So your typical, you think most of the, it must be so, if it's the case, like, that Greys are the aliens that show up, right? It must be one species, right?
No, there's the ant people.
No, but it, like, our predominant... Probers are predominant, for lack of a better phrase. Sorry, again, perverts in the sky. They're
so rude. They could be listening.
They could be listening.
No, they are listening right now.
You think they're listening?
Oh yeah.
Well, first, okay.
I think they're all in cahoots with the government. They're watching us from the moon.
They're not watching us from the moon. What are they doing on the moon?
You haven't heard that conspiracy?
No. Okay. That is the most boring spot. That's like, okay.
There is?
No.
I want everybody to go do their research.
The moon is a boring place. They're not hanging out there. There is
evidence when we first made touchdown on the moon.
This is a tangent and a half.
When we landed, it made a gong noise for like, I want to say like 10 minutes, a really long time. Which implies...
Can you make that noise? Can you mimic that noise? A gong. No. Bong.
Yeah, probably like
that. You think it really went... No. It didn't
like
go...
Like a gong. Bong. Like a bell. I want to say more like a bell vibration noise. So
you're saying aliens have a good sense of humor, because that is hilarious.
No. They land so bong. No, what it's implying is that the moon is hollow and that there's...
Like, made of cheese.
No, inside there's like, you know, like if you look up at the moon, like it yeah. almost looks like there's little holes and things, like it doesn't look solid white.
Yeah, it's holes in the cheese.
Like that's where their spacecrafts can go into.
Are you saying it's like a little bit like a Death Star type of thing?
Well, I've heard that a lot of different alien races, they come meet there and they're kind of like,
like, it's like a know. Conference room in the sky?
No, it's like almost
hold
like,
on.
I want to say like the Senate, like they meet, but they're watching their people.
So it's like the shitty Star Wars film?
So say like something similar. Like, so say like you have, like, because think about us. We all have, you know, we all bleed the same. Mm-hmm. We all breathe the same, but we don't all look the same.
No.
So, you know, people say, oh, it's from living in different climates and da-da-da, that's, you know, why people have darker complexions, why their eyes are slanted.
Watch it.
Or it could be because their ancestors that came from above, you know, and then they meet and they're kind of watching over to see what we're going to do next. And maybe they're monitoring because, you know, the humans are stupid and how many times have we, you know, destroyed...
But what are they doing monitoring? When are they going to... What?
Making sure we're not going to bomb, you know.
Why would they give a shit if we killed ourselves off?
Maybe they need our... Like I was saying, the blood specimens.
They're
going to
harvest us?
They need us for something.
For sexual stuff. They need us for those.
God, you're making this like an alien porn thing. You're going to get weird, pervert...
You think I'm going to get like furries? Off.
Like, oh yeah.
No. I'm thinking of not hybrid. To this voice. They're not to this voice. Nobody's jacking off to this voice. That's
you
not
talking
happening.
About it so much, like obsessing, goes back to
who
me
doesn't?
Saying,
okay,
men think about sex every 3 seconds.
What? No, that fascinates me. The idea, maybe it's the comedy of thinking about just some fucking creeper alien who traveled millions of light years just to get here, just to fiddle with a human. That delights me to no end.
I think you just need to look at it in a different perspective. Mm-hmm. If you were extraterrestrial...
I would not fiddle with humans.
And you passed by a planet
yeah.
that you could function in, that you could breathe in.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this culture and they see you coming and they think you're like a god or whatever. Like, you know, you're not going to like mind fuck them and, you know, let them worship you and...
So why wouldn't they come down? That's my thing, is like, why are they being like, are they like, so if they're like, why? So why wouldn't they be more like, because if you look at kind of the only case study that we have, you know, not us, but Europeans coming into America. If you look what happened, we weren't like benevolent, like we come in peace. We said we came in peace, but you know, we destroyed everything, we took everything we can from it, we made ourselves abundantly, you know, some natives mistook us as gods, you know, and we reveled in that, we used it. Why wouldn't aliens be the same way? Why once they came down and they realized that, like, even if they're monitoring us, if they're watching the TV shows and like we're like, oh my god, aliens are coming, and there's all this hysteria, Why wouldn't they take advantage of that and come down and be like, hey, we're here? Why wouldn't they Independence Day it, essentially? Like, come down and be like, hey, well, we're going to blow the White House up.
There's a lot of cataclysmic, how do you say that word? Cataclysmic?
Cataclysmic?
In the closet. Cataclysmic collisions all over the world.
Catastrophic.
Oh, that word.
I do like catamosmic, though. sounds that like, word? Sounds like events. A Japanese, like some kind of like a Kuropi type.
Oh, Kuropi.
Yeah.
Half
cat, half egg or something.
There's been, you know, in different cultures where they believed that we were going to have an ice age, so they went underground and they sheltered themselves there. And then we have, you know, the epic story of Noah's Ark. But there's other cultures that also did believe of a flood, which is really fascinating to me, because how, like, from other parts of the world that don't even believe in the same God, let's say, that I do, knew about a flood. And it all, like, kind of evolving around the same time. But then there is, like, you know, like, things with the, like, the dinosaurs. You know? Like, with their ice age, you know? And then all the earthquakes and...
But that's just... That's a scientific event. That's not... You think that, like aliens inside the core and, like, shaking things up, like, rattling the earth around?
Well, I'm just saying, I feel like with their technology, they would be able to stop it. And people have said, in Japan... When they had the crazy tsunami that hit, what, like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
With all the radiation and all the, like, horrible things that had happened there, that aliens were actually, there was UFOs at the top of the wave, and they were, like lasering it. And we, like
who said I want to believe. Though? Who said that?
Ancient aliens. I want to believe.
The ultimate authority on this podcast is ancient aliens. I'm sorry, everybody.
I want to believe that they were even though so many people died and it was, I mean, they're still recovering from it. I want to believe that the aliens were trying to stop it. They were trying to help us.
They were trying to laser what, though? What were they trying to laser? They were
trying to somehow, because, again, their technology is so overpowering. Maybe... somehow create, you know, the wave to collapse, to stop, to make it go the opposite direction.
But why are they kind of pseudo interventionists? I mean, that's what
I would do. I would, you know, if I was passing through, I mean, maybe not here because humanity's going to shit.
Whoa.
But no, if I saw, you know, innocent beings, it doesn't matter if they're the same being or me, and I would want to help them. Same like I do with animals and insects.
But they're not... I don't think they're like... You're making it sound like they're just like swinging by. Like it's like a... It's like a pit...
No.
Like it's
like No. I said that they're observing us from the moon. So they are very that's right. clear.
I forgot. They are... They're in the moon.
In our world.
So what... What like... Would... So if someone were to like go up to the moon... And drill a hole, and they found just more rock or cheese or whatever the moon's really made of. What? How would that shift your belief on
it? Wouldn't all this stuff? Because the government's covering up everything.
But no. But what if? What if you? What
people
if
people are gonna freak out like you? They're just not ready.
Oh, I'm not gonna freak out. I'm not 8 years old. I'll fight an alien.
You won't win.
I'll punch an alien.
That's the problem. That pervert. That's why people freak out, because they know that our technology is just not advanced enough. Like, we kind of have to do.
Yeah, but
what they say.
Also, the thing too that makes me, because I'm not even saying that aliens at one time didn't visit or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've seen evidence that has been like incredibly compelling. I mean, there's been evidence that's been interesting, and we'll definitely get into some of that stuff. And you know, maybe by the end of this, I will become a true believer, and maybe I'll be trying to convince you, the naysayer, the doubting Thomasina. I don't know what the female version of Thomas is. I don't know. Maybe I'll be trying to convince you that like, hey, aliens are real. Like, but I just haven't had that. And also, I believe that. Like, if the government knew, I mean, look how, like, how much fucking leaks on, like, random stuff there are with the government. It seems like it'd be hard for it not to get out, like, into the, like, if Area 51.
The problem is that it's not that it's not out, it's just people don't want to believe.
Like, no, but I'm saying like that it'd be.
You keep wanting to say it was a dream.
It was a dream. It's all a dream. As Biggie once said, it's all a dream. No, I don't dismiss it completely outright. That, but I think that for me, the circumstances, like what surrounds it, like for me, like getting back to, I mean, I think this episode is basically focused on our first encounters and kind of what led us to at least it led me definitely.
Oh, I didn't even get to share my best like experience that I had with.
But that's recent. That's not what got you into it, right? So yeah. I think we're gonna have I think that's an episode, and I think we should have who'd you see it with? So we Lewis, have we had some friends there. Oh, so we have a friend named Lewis and John.
It was who just there. Us three. We were sitting around the bonfire.
And I think honestly, I think for me, doubting Thomas, I think I need to hear from John and Lewis. Maybe separately. Maybe I'll confine you guys into different rooms and see how different the story is. Depending,
I feel like because they're guys, they don't get as excited about it.
Yeah, because they didn't seem as like phased.
Because all as you were. Like, no offense to the men listening, but you fucking men don't want to believe. Like, you have this weird.
No, but there's a lot of men who believe.
You're scared of death, and you're scared of aliens.
I'm not scared. I told you I'd punch an alien.
We're all gonna die. Who knows? All you know is death is just going into another realm. Like,
I don't know if I'm, I think there is a little bit of paranoia. Like, I'd rather see, here's the thing with me is that if aliens were to come, I think everybody should be rightfully at least a little scared, because if they're coming to us, that means they have more technology. That means they're looking for something. Whether it's just a pure curiosity exploration thing, they're looking for something. It could be resources. It could be who knows what. It could be a pure curiosity, like we're just mapping out the universe type of thing. But I think that if aliens were to come, we should be at least a little bit scared or timid. But on my side, if an aliens were to exist, I'd rather know than not know. But for me, I mean, I don't even know if, like, there's been a... The thing is, too...
Maybe the government looks at it like, you know, maybe we shouldn't tell them because we should give them something to live for. Maybe if for whatever reason...
But there's no imminent threat.
But I'm saying now. If there was. If there's it, the bigger picture. You know, them, you know, I don't know, say stuff like, you know, there's all these kidnappings and we're so... easy to think like, oh, it's just bad people in the world. I mean, maybe those kids are being abducted. Maybe the government's kidnapping them and giving them to the aliens, like to experiments on. It's horrible to think that way, like, because you know,
I don't think that's
fucked up. But you know, there's people always missing. There's always missing stories where there's never.
But humans, I think, are like, not to get into like a, you know, every, you know, we used to watch The Walking Dead, right? A lot. And the tagline of that goddamn show all the time was like, don't be, after a while they're like, you should be more scared of the humans than the zombies. Like, I think in this case, like, we should be, like, in terms of like missing children, I think humans are a lot more suspicious than any aliens.
Well, yeah, that goes back to if the aliens are observing and watching, they know that we are hazards to ourselves, and they have to evaluate us and watch us to make sure we don't just completely
but why are
kill
they
off
like,
our race and kill the planet off.
But why are they? Why would they doing. Be our sobriety buddies? Like, trying to make
because
us...
Because there might be a bigger picture. They might want to keep our bloodline going to see when they're messing with it, to seeing, like...
What if this, like, not to feed into this, but unfortunately I'm going to. What if this, like, this whole, like, the government knows, this whole theory that, so, like, this theory all got rooted right in, like, Area 51, right? That was, like, Roswell was kind of the origin of that, right? Where, like, people were like, something happened, and governments, they're holding it from us, that kind of mentality.
It definitely happened.
So they say that, like, something happened in Roswell, right? That, and then the government passed it off as something else. That's the origin of, like, the government knows something, and they're holding it from us. I guess one of the arguments for that would be for, like, and I hate, again, to feed into it, but maybe the argument for, like a conspiracy theory I'm going to float out there without any kind of credit or any kind of backup. What if there are aliens? I mean, maybe there's one. Maybe there's one alien that they picked up in Roswell. I don't think there's like a Men in Black level.
We're keeping it hostage, and they're searching for him.
No, I think maybe this Roswell thing happened, and one alien got lost in space and got too far and didn't know where he was going, and he crashed. Blah 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 blah. The government grabbed him. Maybe the conspiracy theory is that the government doesn't want us to know because they're in it with organized religion. And I think most people, if they knew aliens, like 100% aliens existed, I think religion might go by the wayside a little bit. I think that a lot of people would be like, well, this is what the whatever holy text says. They say it's this way, but there's these aliens out here now. Like, it doesn't matter. And that would cause... like organized religion that's, and the money that flows through organized religion.
Again, like there's the believers like me that see through all that and know that like there's a God no matter what. You know, I feel it in my soul. Like I know that seed was planted and I know that there is. And but like I said, like there's a lot of stuff. I mean, and because humans are humans, who knows what they've taken out and what they've rearranged in the Bible, because I definitely believe that.
Well, the Bible had like a bunch of texts and stuff, whether you believe it's like a thing or not, whether you're a doubting Thomas or whether you actually there was a bunch of texts that got left out. But maybe that's because you look at how much money flows flows through religion.
Yeah.
It's big business. Like, religion is big, especially big like within, business.
You know, I was raised Catholic in the Catholic Church. It's like, I feel like the way that the man has so much power, that really leads me to believe that, I don't, like, everything kind of in the Bible centered around the man. And I think things were twisted and turned a little bit because I don't...
God is female.
I don't think that it was meant to be like that.
Well, and you look at like going back to the money flow, like I remember we had this conversation that and I'm sure most people, I don't know how many people know, but if people don't know that with this, the Catholic Church and these recent allegations, like they hid $2 billion in assets for the victims of child molestation to kind of have the payouts in these lawsuits be a little less, which means that they had like, which, you know, equates the Catholic Church having $2 billion in assets that they can hide away. So they got, it's big, big business. I mean, you look at all these pretty, mm-hmm. you look at all these pretty cathedrals, mosques, synagogues, all these beautiful ass buildings, and it takes a lot of money. So maybe playing devil's advocate here, maybe if there was, so say, in the hypothetical world, let's just go with this, like, Roswell happened, right? It, just for sake of, like, a marker, Roswell happened. A little green guy came out of the crash ship, and he passed out or whatever, and some fucking Men in Black dudes scooped him up and put him in Area 51. Maybe the government, you know, because especially at that time, the government was, like, in cahoots with religion, especially the Christian religions, like the different sects, you know, baptism, Catholicism, all that fun. Maybe they knew that people would just like lose their religion on that spot. A lot of people would, and that would be the money game for those, a lot of those churches and all that stuff would be gone. And I think before like the kind of the some of the rise in atheism and secularism and all that stuff and agnostic peeps, you know, people thought that people needed religion to be moral. Not that, you know, they didn't believe, I don't think they believed that moral people could be either, it's like religious people could be amoral or moral, and unreligious people can be moral, amoral. Like, it doesn't affect your morality, your religion. You know,
everybody has a good and bad side, and everybody has a feeling of guilt. And, so I could see where they could, like, play off of that, you know? It's like, I could respect that theory. It doesn't mean I believe it. Just like, you don't believe in my religion, but, you know, I mean, I could see why the government, I feel like, obviously, you know, I believe in God, I believe in the Bible, but I could see, just like with the Catholic Church, where we're talking about, like, how hardcore they made it, like, where they killed people, if you had to be Catholic. Like,
oh, was, religion, you know, is
so,
filled with...
So, stuff like that, where, you know, you go to an extreme to fear them into believing is not okay, and that was never the intention. I mean, organized religion was never even supposed to be a thing. We were supposed to go out, like, on rocks and read the Bible. We were never, you know, Jesus never, like, you know, he broke, you know, the whole thing with the temple. You know, he took down the temple, you know, because he didn't like what they were doing. You know, like, they were just using God to make money, and that's not what the intentions were. So it's sure, been twisted. And
yeah, it's always been a conversion. Do you think I think there's a level, and I think we might be getting too deep for episode one. But do you think there's a certain level? So we're talking about charlatanism, and that's probably a word, or maybe a word I made up. Charlatans in religion, right? Do you think there's a fair amount of charlatans in this, like, whole UFO culture thing? Because I see a lot of people, like, you know, like, essentially, like, I see a lot of people who, you know, maybe believe, but I also can kind of see people who are, like, just, like, I'm going to sell alien books because that's kind of my angle. Like, it's the new...
Oh, yeah.
People treat it as kind of the new... instead of being a preacher, I'm going to be the alien guy. And I'm going to talk about how, like, aliens... Like, this... So, I think we're not off on a tangent, people. Sorry. Not a tangent, but a tangent. We were about to talk about MUFON about...
Oh, yeah.
50 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
MUFON is getting back to the what could have been on Wednesday, and we're recording this on the next Wednesday. It was a week ago. Oh, what a shame. We were supposed to go on what could have been. We were supposed to go to this. Where was it at? At a Costa Mesa Senior Center. There's this group called MUFON, which sounds cool. I think it's less cool than it sounds, but it's the Mutual UFO Network, and they basically record. And I as even though I make fun of them, and I think that charging $60 a year for an e-letter is a little bit ridiculous. And MUFON, if you're listening, I'll take a free membership, and I will promote your stuff.
You better share your story then.
Yeah, right. They basically track any kind of, like, perceived or anytime you think you've seen something, they will write it down, they will notate it, they'll put it on their website. I browsed the website, which was a mess. So apparently the aliens aren't monitoring their website and helping them out, because the website was a mess. But they do have, like, a little map where you could, like, I saw it in, like, Burbank, California. It, like, pins it down and is like, you know, Billy Bob saw red lights and blah, 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 you know.
Well, yeah, and that's why I probably really need to share my experience, because wouldn't it be so ironic if the date, because I remember the exact date, it was on Susie's birthday when we had it here. So I can go back, I think I had posted pictures on Instagram and stuff of not of what I saw, because for me, as much as I like to document everything I do in life, when I saw what I saw, it was such a, like, a, I don't know, calming, just like such a beautiful, trippy, scary, all the emotions, all the feels at once that, like,
I think just, you need to throw out there too that you were not on any kind of prescription or
I did legal, have a couple cocktails, but you know.
Yeah, but that's not the same as, like, right. When no, I took mushrooms in the park once.
Yeah, and, so the thing with MUFON, whatever, however you say it.
MUFON.
Like, I feel like it's great because it would be really cool to see on that exact date and close to my area to see how many other people saw it.
And you have a chance of converting me at least a little bit. It's a long road ahead.
This organization, but if you it's had, fantastic.
If you had, so we have a couple neighbors that we know really well next to us, and we neighbors that we don't know so well on the other side of us. If either one of those neighbors put it on MUFON, You're. I'm a little bit further down the road. It's gonna be a long road to get me there, but if.
But you know that Lewis and John saw the exact same thing.
I'm gonna get them in here. We're gonna have a separate episode. And I'm going to interrogate them under different... They're going to all be in different rooms, okay? I'm not having you guys collaborate your stories. I'm going to treat this like a trial.
No. What you should do is have us all here.
Don't be calling them or texting them beforehand.
And spoke when spoken to.
Yeah.
No, in a different room. I mean, when we hung out, it was... I remember after that encounter, not encounter, whatever, of seeing what we saw. Like, I remember...
Car encounters of the fourth kind.
I'd be like, hey, remember, I think we were talking to CJ, because CJ loves that kind of stuff, too, because he's actually a great person to interview, because he's had some really cool encounters. Like,
yeah, but he's had...
Anyways, but...
There's a line
when I brought that we could talk about. When I brought it up, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, it was so crazy.
Shout out
like,
to CJ, though.
So they were, you know, totally, like, we totally remembered, coherent, and so I was like, yeah, see, I'm not crazy. We were all sitting down around the bonfire. I remember we all stood up because we were, like, blown away.
Yeah. None of
them. I won't tell you guys what I saw until the next episode.
Talk about that, a little sneak peek. That's what they call it, something in radio. I don't know what they call it. Getting back, we went on another little tangent. MUFON is basically an organization. I think are they all over the country, or is it just Orange County? We're broadcasting, by the way, from Orange County, just in case you people.
I want to say it's all over
the land.
I would
Disney.
Say all, like America. I don't think they're.
But they're like MUFON is like, hey, if you saw it in Idaho, like we're gonna track it.
Well, because when we were at Alien Con, that's when they were telling us they. Everybody there was obviously from different places.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody, you need to follow Extra Normal Podcast because on Instagram, because we are actually going to be posting the glorious, I don't know if you've seen it, but the glorious MUFON Orange County chapter. You call it chapters? I don't know. Sections? Loonies? The Orange County MUFON, their logo is epic. Have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen it.
Have you seen it? It's amazing. God. It's basically
such a
90s.
Jerk. They're gonna hear this and then they're gonna be like, "Well, we like her, but her husband's an asshole."
That's pretty much the gist of everybody's conversation.
I'm not even gonna be allowed to be a member. I'm gonna like use your debit card and they're gonna reject it. Like, oh, it's that Christopher Brooks guy.
I said I gave them some credit. I like that the fact that they're tracking things. I like the fact that they are doing their best. I think would you say they would label themselves as skeptics, or you think they're true-hearted believers?
I think they're true-hearted believers, 100%.
But don't you have to be a scientific? Because with this, I don't. I'm not trying to discredit some of these accounts, but some of it has to be like either they're off their rockers or off their meds or something like that. Some of these sightings. So they can't take every sighting at face value, right?
No, you definitely can spot a schizophrenic when you meet. Remember when we were at Alien Con?
Yeah.
And I wanted to share my encounter that, you know, we saw.
This might be one of my best memories.
The guy in front of us, he had his pictures and his drawings. Mm-hmm. And he was on a good one, and he definitely probably sees dead people. I mean, talks to people that aren't, like, you just could tell the difference. And that's another thing, to shout out to all the believers that aren't crazy like me, that do not have a mental illness and still are open, and maybe haven't even ever really had an encounter, but still are open to it. What's up?
I think that there's, and I think there's a lot of weird stuff that we see in the sky, and I think that some of it could be, you know, some of it we don't know, and it can lead itself to some kind of extraterrestrial thing. I don't know about MUFON if they're really believers or not. And maybe we could have someone on. I'm willing to have someone from MUFON on. Again, shout out to MUFON.
So you're trying to say that, like, oh, they don't believe, so they just want to get all the information, gather information to make them a believer?
No,
like
skeptics, I don't think skeptics is the word's. First, skeptic means that you naturally are skeptical of any information that you get. Like, this is the notorious thing with all these, like, and we'll get into, so this is, this podcast is basically, it's going to be focused a lot on aliens, you know, because that's kind of like something we're both interested in, the concept of, but we're going to, you know us, we're going to talk about ghosts. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories.
Well, we got to tell them about the Queen Mary experience.
Yeah. That was, look at you throwing out little teasers.
Yeah, that was
Watch wild. Out for episode 255 for the ghost episode.
And he'll admit to that shit because that shit was legit.
Oh, that was so creepy. I've had a lot of creepy. I would say for me, in terms of creepiness, like in terms of like jarring things, ghosts have been a lot more jarring to me. Like, I still am skeptical, very, very skeptical of ghosts, but in terms of, like, experiences I've had personally.
But see, that all goes back to the,
don't say ghosts or aliens or ghosts.
Shapeshifters. Which one is it? They're seeing what they want you to see.
Shapeshifters.
So they could be just fucking with you, just to fuck with you. Just like, if you look at ancient texts, like, where, if you actually look what, I think this is in Arabic and in the Middle East, they, obviously we've heard the genie and the lamp kind of story. Mm-hmm. Well, their genies were actually from other realms, and they would just come here to just fuck with people.
Yeah, but who says that?
That's in,
where did that information come from?
What are they called? They're called the, God, I can't remember, the djinn. They're called the djinn. Look it up.
But look it up in myths.
Google it.
It doesn't mean it's because it's put in an
ancient. Yeah, this is ancient quote unquote myths, but that's offensive.
The Harry,
this is like,
so cultures, like,
believe in that.
For to play devil's advocate, what if, say, we go goodbye bye? You know, this at least this culture. So humans don't go goodbye bye, but you know, at least our culture as it exists in this form goes goodbye bye. And someone finds the Harry Potter books, you know, in a different culture. Someone's still on Earth. Are they gonna interpret that as this really happened? Like, there was really magicians? Because that's equivalent of like the myths and stuff of like the genie and everything was. There's no, I don't know if anybody from, you know, originating from that culture or from that region is saying, yeah, that actually happened at this point. Like, that's just kind of a, there's a lot of myths. I mean,
I don't know.
Vikings had their myths and this sort.
I mean, look at like Hindu culture. They have like a million gods. Like,
but that's religion. That's different. That's like,
they don't consider them their it's
more. Well, of course they don't consider a religion, because religious people consider their religion reality.
Yeah, but if you look in their ancient texts, yes, they're one of the oldest, if you want to call it quote unquote religion. It dates back older than even, you know, Christianity.
Sure.
But even in their religion, I mean, it talks about like gods fighting other gods and wars in the sky.
Well, of course, that's like that same thing as Greek and Roman mythology. Like, they're constantly, all those gods in
but
Roman,
that's what
culture,
I'm saying, there's not a like Harry,
it's like Real Housewives of
yeah,
Olympus,
not, like a Harry Potter book that's, I would watch, like, that very like similar, like all over. I mean, these are like events that they think that really happened.
Sure. But like what I'm saying is that, like, I think some of this stuff comes from our wanting it to be real. Like, I think the fact that, I think that aliens existing, like I said, that for me it's a spectrum. Do I believe that aliens are out there somewhere far away? 100%. That's 100% marker for me, that I believe that there's other life somewhere out there in this gigantic, you know, universe, galaxy. Again, we sound like we don't know what we're talking about. But, you know, that's 100% to me. Like, the fact that there's biological life out there somewhere, that's a given in my head. You know, it might not be true because we haven't seen this stuff, but it's a given, at least in terms of probabilities for me. Like, once you start getting into, have aliens ever reached here? Possibly. Who knows? You know, I don't know. The evidence doesn't really point. It's a possibility. It's stuff I like to explore.
Every living culture, they've, even like the Native Americans, they all, like, maybe they didn't have actual paper and did things the way we did, but they drew it in their caves. They drew it on the wall. What they saw, they drew flying saucers.
They didn't draw flying saucers. Yes. No.
Yes.
They drew things. See, that's the thing with ancient aliens. No, that's the thing with ancient aliens. Is they take basically early primitive art and they're like, well, it looks a little honked up. It must be UFO because it kind of looks like a UFO. No. It kind of sort of looks like a UFO.
Even the Egyptians. You know, like it. There's
but you can't say that something a cave art kind of sort of looks like a UFO and say that is definitive proof that UFOs were there because you have no physical evidence like, beyond an art.
True Native Americans that still live on the reservations that still practice their culture today, their native tongue. They will talk about the stories that their ancestors brought down. And then some of them...
But they're not talking about aliens. Like
white people that came down here. And they thought, you know...
But that's not a gray. So that dismisses the idea of a gray.
Then there's some that saw the grays. Like, so there's... I mean, like, again, there's so many wide ranges of natives out there. You know, so... So for me, I'm like... I totally, like, it's so... blatant.
It's not blatant. It's not blatant. I think sometimes this is coming from who's very fascinated. I want to again preface this because this is a first episode, so I feel like we got to lay a little bit of groundwork. This is coming from someone who believes in alien existence, right? I believe wholeheartedly in alien existence. I am fascinated by the idea of unidentified things in the sky and the idea that the possibilities and the kind of theorizing, you know, aliens visiting and that sort of thing and exploring all those pervert aliens coming about.
Oh my God.
But like, I think that a lot of people who watch these ancient aliens shows and stuff, they confuse art and kind of myth with like actual scientific evidence. Like this, there's a lot of in ancient aliens.
Again.
There's a lot of like, cause myth throughout time, myth, humans have had myths where things like people always come from the sky because that was our unknown. So if you look at Greeks and Romans, they believed that all their gods came from Mount Olympus because that was the unknown. That was the part they couldn't get to. So they made up all kinds of stories about that. Natives and other people, early Europeans, they made up sky beings because they couldn't get to the sky. They couldn't comprehend what was beyond what they could see. Like the sun was a god to them because they couldn't comprehend that it was a ball of gas. It was providing.
But then what do they talk about when like Zeus and whoever came down on the fiery chariots, you know?
But that's all myth. That's all people saying like, that's like, it's almost like you can equate it to like drunk bar stories. Like, I had a friend once who like, was able to like pick up a car or something like that, but nobody's ever seen him pick up the car, but everybody talks about the guy who picked up the car. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody talks about the chariot from the mountain, but nobody ever saw a flaming chariot.
No, because
even, who saw the flaming chariot? Even
Moses is talked about like
Moses
was taken up in a fiery, I guess they didn't know what to call it back then, but like,
but that's a lot of the theories. Up to heaven. Is that like, they didn't know what to call it, so it must be an alien.
No. Like, where
did... What did Moses call it, though?
Biblically, I would have to read the Bible. But it's basically, in layman's terms, that it's a fiery chariot. He was lifted up and there was flames.
But there was... That's their... They had chariots, and they were like, well... And this... In this religious experience, he has to go up to the sky, so a flying chariot. Like, I don't think it was like, oh, we saw a UFO, must be a chariot, that was Moses. Like, I don't know.
So what do you think people see now when they're saying they see you a fucking O's?
You a fucking O's.
Well, what do you think?
I think it might be, there might be some cases where they see, like, extraterrestrials. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, like, I saw strange lights and stuff like that. There's not, like, a lot of... The problem with a lot of this stuff is it's very fascinating, and it could be extra, but it's always, like, nobody ever, like... People talk about being beamed up and everything, but there's never any photo evidence of, like, a really good spacecraft and stuff like that. If aliens are coming frequently, I think that's my contention, or my problem, is that a lot of people... like think that and I like MUFON, like I like the premise of MUFON that they're documenting this stuff, but everything is taken with the same grain of salt. Like,
well, I think all the people listening to this that are really having a hard time listening to you try to like make it sound like they're not in existence and they're not here or whatever. Like, I think for us, the people that actually do believe and are frustrated is that, yeah, you're automatically, oh, you must be mentally unstable.
No.
You know, and but I believe, and I know you're going to be like,
hey,
oh, God,
don't insult our listeners. I never said they were mentally unstable.
No. And then, like, you're going to be like, watch, everybody's in a gang. Oh, God. So, like, Men in Black. But, I mean, who's to say that they can erase our memories when we have had experiences? Like, even going back to Roswell.
But that's like
that found the craft and the pieces, you know, he took some home and his family, like, he saved some of them because he was like, this is something that we've never experienced before. And then the next day had to cover it all up, you know? So, it's like, it's frustrating because I feel like the real people that have had these real experiences probably can't. Maybe they've been threatened, you know? Like, I really feel that, like, this is real. Like, all of the ancient texts and how these quote-unquote gods, these, you know, extraterrestrials that would come down and visit, why don't they come anymore? Like, something happened. Like, they're trying to erase history, and I don't know if it was
the extraterrestrials. So, are you saying they don't come down as much?
No, I'm saying it's a cover-up. The government's trying to hide it. They still do.
I think they would probably hide something. If for at least for a little while, they would probably try to hide.
Because it seems like, you know, in like all the mythologies, there's always something, a chariot in the sky. There's in all cultures. And so it's interesting to me that now we don't see anything. And then the people that do are schizophrenic.
But I don't think, I think that the likelihood, so I think that for me, I separate myth from like observances. So for me, like a lot of my basis on like the curiosity of UFOs and stuff comes from pretty much modern day when people were starting to see it. Cause I don't think you can really interpret. There were so many myths out there without lack of physical evidence. I don't think you can take myths as UFO sightings. I just don't, that's not something, I'm more fascinated actually by the people who are like, I saw this weird thing in the sky. The Navy again, just released a report.
People are probably think I'm like all over the fucking place. If I believe in one religion, you're supposed to stick to it. But it's hard for me to believe that quote unquote mythology when these people truly believed in all this stuff. It's hard for me to believe that some of that stuff's not real.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems
we believe in all kinds of stuff. Like
that's you know. I think that there's a chance that, you know, maybe there was a Zeus. I mean, you know, then you have like I definitely believe like with the like Norwegian culture, so they believed in Thor and Odin. Like so, it's interesting.
But all that stuff can't be real at the same time. And if it, like the thing with
Vikings, I mean, they were like an extraterrestrial race. They were looking. They came here. They pillaged. They didn't. No one stood in their way. They came here. The way they engineered their ships.
Oh, they were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant at warfare. About. But
where did they come from?
I think it's ingenuity. I think it's human ingenuity. Like it's just.
But they were a different.
Someone had to come up with a bigger, better ship.
Human, if they were human, because they. They just went and killed. They had no remorse. No, they were a different being.
I don't. You know. Sorry, we had a little cutout. I don't think that. I it's hard for me to believe that. And one of the things that I'm more interested, like in terms of my UFO viewership, like the stuff I catch. It's more about like, hey, isn't like the Navy report that they just released? Like that's way more fascinating to me because it's like,
what is that?
Is it Air Force or Navy? They released a report of they saw some shit. They essentially saw some shit, and they're like, I don't know what it is. Like,
what was it?
It's unidentified. They released the report. Like, They don't know what it is. And that stuff's more fascinating than...
But because, I don't understand. They don't know what they saw? Like, what they saw something. What did they say it looked like? A UFO? An alien? What did
they didn't see, like, an alien see? Waving out of the thing. Maybe that's our second episode, delving into that. Maybe we should do more research instead of sounding like a bunch of uninformed peoples.
I mean, I think people probably are talking back and, you know what I mean? Totally like, you know, hey, I want to look at
They're probably that, correcting or, us, you know? Is what they're doing. Is they're probably correcting us. Sorry for the...
I don't think so.
Oh, you're so... they are definitely correcting us. Welcome to the internet.
I mean, I guess that's the difference between me and you, because I really don't give a fuck. Don't listen, then.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just saying they're definitely talking back.
Whatever.
I don't, yeah.
I'm not saying I know everything. I have a lot to learn. But I'm saying what I know, what I feel, what I've seen, and...
I'm saying that I barely know anything, and that's all right, because we're going to delve into much more. We're going to get into some of the deep part of this. I think that we should definitely look into that neighbor. Because, like, for me, getting back to... I think maybe we'll start summing things up. But for me, like, the idea that, like, all these myths are alien origin stories is a little bit too much. Because it's like, if the Vikings had their aliens and Greek the aliens, it'd be a smorgasbord of aliens. Like, aliens would be all over the place. Like, it's... So for me, like...
That's why they have their meeting place at the moon.
So, like, the idea that there's Egyptian aliens hanging out over here, and there's Mayan aliens hanging out over here...
Oh, we gotta...
I don't think every myth can be explained by... I think every myth can be explained away to be aliens.
The Egyptian ones are my favorite.
That's your... I could talk about them for
days. We should do that next time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one that, like, it's just too, it would be too many aliens for someone to be like, and for none of the aliens to stick galaxy, around.
A galaxy, like you were saying, with a billion stars in it? Like, really?
Yeah. It's very hard to get over here. It'd be very hard to get over here. Because there's no aliens.
Look at the technology that we've...
We can't get to Mars yet. We're close, but we can't get to Mars. I know.
But I'm just
saying. And our planet is almost destroyed. But I think that the amount of effort that it would take to get over here is astronomical from any planet that's far away. It's possible. We're showing that it's becoming more and more possible.
Maybe they're like, we're not close. Maybe they're running away from their planets.
But then why wouldn't they stick around? What happened?
And maybe that's why they live in the mountains.
What? They don't...
They're hiding. They don't really want to...
But where are they? We've discovered so much. I mean, the parts that we haven't discovered is a lot of the rainforests and a lot of the oceans. But we know the mountains. People have been in...
Antarctica? There's places that...
Of course. But you think there's aliens just living in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on that they don't... have to worry about the climate like we do. They could be from, I don't know, places where stuff like that doesn't affect them. Again, it's all in the engineering of the evolution that they're doing and playing God with our blood types. You know, they could be evolving themselves to where,
but that's all, fire
doesn't hurt them, cold doesn't hurt them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they could be doing so many other experiments to us, trying to evolve and make this, like, being that's basically, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting. Like, that'd be cool if they... I would take aliens living in Antarctica. That'd be pretty cool.
You know who else they say?
I don't know if they're chilling out enough. Because Egypt, they're like, let's get out of here, bros.
Like,
I don't know. I think that Egypt, like, if they really built the pyramids, they wouldn't be like, oh, we gotta go now. Like, they'd be like, these are our fucking pyramids. These are our pyramids. Like, thank you very much. They're ours.
Well,
I don't think they'd bounce out.
The pyramids are still fucking there. So
I know. I don't think they'd bounce out if they built the pyramids. So they'd be like, these are ours. No, we're setting up camp.
Technology, they could do that with the, like, snap of their finger. Of course they could. They could probably have, like, they've said that already on Mars they found, like, almost the exact same replica. So, I mean, they can go anywhere and build those. It's not that, to them, that's not a big deal. To us, it is, because we don't have the technology.
But that's all speculation. We don't know if they really built the pyramids. I mean, beyond like...
You really think humans did?
I do. Yeah. Wow. I don't... What? Why did you... Yeah, yeah. Egyptian ingenuity. It's beautiful. They, like, I don't believe... I think this is where we're gonna divide on this because I think
divorce
you on no, I think that I think when it comes to aliens in the past, I'm very 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 skeptical. I don't think there's not a lot beyond like, well, they had these myths, so they must be aliens, or they have these drawings, it must be alien. I don't think I'm more fascinated with like recent. More present, like I saw some weird shit in the sky. That must be an alien. Like that's what's more fascinating, because that's
really because I feel like
because we have photo evidence in there. We have like
they did
more...
so many like so. I know we do weird shit nowadays, but like they like certain cultures believed in like a god that looked like a bird.
Yeah,
you know, and then and
humans
then
are weird.
A lot of the but this is what I'm talking about. Like back then, so that's why I'm like how like. If that's true, it had to be an extraterrestrial.
No. How did it have to be an extraterrestrial? We believe in angels.
A bird-human, like, hybrid?
Humans, to this day, believe in angels. What are angels?
Not a fucking bird.
They got
wings. I'm talking like a beak.
They got wings.
I'm talking like a full
They got wings. They're flying like birds.
Look at angelical species. Okay.
How is that different? That's a little different. It's like, you're talking about a beak versus no beak. They got wings. They're little. The cherub ones, right? There's little aliens. There's little angels and big aliens.
What they're depicting is a scary looking thing. And then because
you
Egyptians,
want your gods to be scared and keep people in line.
And then the Egyptians, they had, you know, all the different pharaohs that looked like different animals, but they only had the animal head.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just like, oh, they were just wearing a mask, but what were they masking? Why didn't they show their real faces?
Stargate shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they couldn't be a hybrid just with a cat head, you know, or a dog face.
Well, I don't think they're real. I think it was
myth. You think that was all made up?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think it was made up?
Mm-mm.
You don't think there's some guy, some drunk
Maybe
guy?
Maybe it's just me, just the...
Had a little bit too much Egyptian wine.
I'm so enthralled with Egypt that maybe it's just me being... Romanticizing
it? Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think I was so... You know, I was like, I like Egypt stuff a lot too. But you know, it fascinates me. For me, I love mythology and stuff too. But I can't take the leap where like it's like everybody, because humans have notoriously had an amazing imagination throughout history. So it's not that far fetched for me to believe that. You know, back in the day, like, people made up stories about half birds, half humans. Like, does that really... And, like once you say it, once you sell it... And for people who don't have a lot of... Like, back then, you know, there wasn't a lot of scientific background. Like, we were still obviously progressing in science and our knowledge of science. Like, they didn't know what the sun was. Like, so, I think that a lot of times myths and religion and stuff, like... fills in the gaps of what we don't know. Like it, like, and this stuff, like, so now, like, our religions are so honed in and kind of narrow because we have so much scientific knowledge and they kind of adapt to that. But back then their knowledge gap of what they knew, like all the shit they knew was like real. And like, they knew like the scientific facts that they proved and everything. Was the gap between what they didn't know, like what we know today, was so big that they had to fill in a lot of holes. And so a lot of those holes were filled in with mythology, like I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I think that there's, and I even think that there's a possibility, I think there's a possibility that maybe aliens came down somewhere way back when. But I think that, like, maybe... But in all these different cultures, I just don't see it like everybody confusing like
right
like
well like I was talking about the djinn earlier. Like now when we think of a genie, we think of the blue one from Aladdin. You know.
Well, sorry, different answers.
You know, so it's like our recollection of a genie is from Aladdin, and he's going to give you wishes. But these djinn genies were literally here just to, like, mess with you.
So, I like those genies. That's not like fun genies.
So, you know, it's interesting. Like, yeah, like you're saying, and just like Christianity, religion, when it's passed down, it is slightly twisted and bent, and it's like playing telephone. You know, it is always going to be fully
different. And the thing too is like I feel like a lot of like, it's weird. I feel like a lot of times, and we still do this thing like with like some of our myths, like American myths, like Abraham Lincoln and the apple tree, right? Like, you know, that apparently that didn't happen. So we go a long way to tell these stories just to prove a moral point. Like, so I feel like, especially back then, they would tell these elaborate stories for a moral lesson. Like, you shouldn't, like, what is the hubris famous one? Flying too close to the sun or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, creating a whole story about a god with wings and stuff flying too close. It's just like, it's like they went to these giant tales just to relay a moral story. So it's crazy. But yeah, I'm surprised that we have talked for so long without a single... Well, we've had... How many topics do you think we've covered without being focused? Well, you've
probably cut me off at least.
How many times? Wow, grievances probably, like, already.
Probably about 40.
Well, this times. Is the first and last episode. Because someone... someone likes to chat.
Actually went on.
Well, here's the thing.
You are a rambler.
Hold on.
I'm a rambler. In the comments below, you tell us who's the rambler.
Yeah. Please, because this would have been Brianna's rant session about how she believes
the moon is the space station. Hey, you cannot bring me on a show about extraterrestrials. If you want the news, I'll give it to you.
Do you think they got weapons on that Death Star?
Oh, yeah.
The moon star? What are they calling it? Yeah. What do you think they call it?
Well, they have to meet each other. So, I mean, how do they know they can't trust one another if they're coming from different...
Oh, they got like a security guy.
No, I think they're all security.
But do you think there's like an access code to get in?
No.
They got the eye scan, right?
Anyways.
iPhone
thank
code.
Thank you for listening.
Well, we're not done yet, but thank you for listening.
Oh, well, when are we going to be done?
Well, I think we should, and this is, so to give you some context too, I'm an avid podcast listener. I'm not an avid talker, obviously. How many podcasts do you listen to, Brianna?
I've listened to one, I can never say this word, edible?
Edibles. Audible. Yeah. That's where you're on when you saw that UFO is edibles.
Definitely not. Don't listen to him. I don't. When I smoke weed, it makes me stupid.
Smoke weed every year.
So, Audible?
Audible is a thing, yeah. That's an audiobook, though. That's not a podcast, though.
Yeah, but it was informative.
Unlike most podcasts, anyways, it was actually informative.
Yeah, I haven't really gone into the whole podcast thing. Most of the time I'm driving around a 6-year-old. So it's like the stuff that I would want was going to be all like extraterrestrial, ghost stuff. Like that's what I would be listening to. And she would probably, she will watch Ancient Aliens. There are some episodes that do scare her a little bit, but for the most part she watches it. I mean, and she falls asleep, so she's usually a little bit bored by it, so we take turns. But yeah, so the only Audible book I've read is, and that was How to Grow Rich, because I'm in the process of becoming an entrepreneur inventor. See, again,
that's not a podcast.
It's that creative mind. It's us with the creative minds. We see the wider spectrum of things.
When we touched talking about something about hubris, flying too close to the sun, something about
humility. The glass half empty.
Us creative people. this might be the gist of the show, is us just rambling. I can't tell you what we were talking about today. But please subscribe, like, we're going to get this. This is the first episode, so this might all be wrong, but I'm going to say... I had a great time. Thank you thank you for humoring me, and thank you for letting me cut you off, because otherwise it would have been Brianna talks about the moon is full of space cheese.
You're
space
gonna listen to cheese. This afterwards when you're editing. I don't even know if you edit. Is that a thing?
I don't think I'm gonna edit this, to be honest.
Like, you freaking ramble, but you're gonna be like, oh, it sounds so good. Eh, my podcast, that you're not even like, you're just gonna think you were so great.
Hold on.
I already know you. It's my podcast. I should be talking more than you.
Should we do percentages of talking?
We're going back to the Catholic Church and how the men have this mentality.
Don't worry, ladies.
We're changing it.
Don't worry, peoples. I use they. We are. I don't see genders. We're gonna do percentages.
Being born a female, I feel that women definitely don't have the rights that men do, and actually becoming entrepreneur. We should do actually a podcast on that. Becoming entrepreneur.
Go ahead, promote your other podcast. On.
Well, you can do it, and I'll just be your guest again. Anyways, but yeah.
I'm going to do. So this is what I commit to you folks. Please, if you subscribe, we will get a little more informative. We will get more a little feminasty. And I promise you that I will do percentages. We'll tally up the percentages of who talks longer. We'll see. Brianna looks a little nervous right now. It's 100%
you.
Oh.
I was playing with the cat a lot of the time.
Mm. So please subscribe. Please follow us at Extra Normal Podcast. And Brianna, where can we find you?
You can follow me at Darling Dolly. Dolly is spelled D-0-L-L-Y. And yeah, give us a follow, some love. I'd love to hear feedback from you guys. If you guys have more information for me, educate me, knowledge me, or if you have more questions about what I said, if I said anything that sparked an interest.
And please, we should have a dedicated handle for people who want to complain about the facts we get wrong, because that's going to go right in the waste bin, because I don't care. You can follow me. I don't post too much, but you can follow me at Brooks645. And that's on Instagram. Well, that's it. Do you have anything else to say before we head out?
Always keep your eyes up at the sky.
Always be friends of aliens.